Tim, do you feel the 2-2 is a fair reflection of the game on the whole?
Yeah, I do. I thought Sutton were comfortably the better side in the first half, wind assisted. We couldn't get out. There's a very strong wind in their back, and we were pinned in. We played dumb football. We never got the ball away and in behind anyone. We never chased it down. We didn't win any second balls. I thought we were second best all over the pitch for the first half. Second half, obviously that changed a little bit. There was a couple of personnel changes, both due to injury, where obviously Liam Flowers for Daly and Carline for Record, so that rejigged our back four a little bit. Second half, I thought we were the better side. Got done, obviously got our noses in front with a decent goal, and then missed an absolute gilt-edged chance to take all 3 points. Missed it, and then of course you get punished with technically a very good free kick from Kenny Davis. I sometimes wonder why they keep winning free kicks on the edge of their box, and then Osborne gets side down on the edge of theirs and we get nothing. But listen, I've been saying that all season, and unfortunately we've had a poor end of the stick at times with some decisions. I think in the course that we're now halfway through today, and I don't think we've had the rub of the green in terms of that, so I'm hoping that might turn around in the second half of the season.
It felt very much sort of back to the wall in terms of you having to change sort of half of your back four and playing in very bad conditions in that first half, but you stuck with it and you went ahead against the run of play.
No, we didn't go ahead against the run of play, because second half we were the better team. First half we were poor, very poor. We went ahead against the run of play there for sure. Yeah, in the first half, yeah. And quite, and balance was right for Sutton to equalise. Listen, they were good and they played better than us, and they played front foot football and we didn't. Second half, you know, with the wind in our sails, if you like, behind us, then we managed to pin the ball. The ball wasn't, you know, when the goalkeeper was kicking it, it was blowing back into their half, and we managed to pin them in. You know, we had a flurry of set plays. We had no set plays, I don't think, in the first half of any note. They had a flurry of corners. We managed to do that. Got nothing from them in the end, but in the end, I think it was a fair draw in poor conditions. And if you get a point at places like Sutton, then you're doing something right.
Well, exactly. It's been a very tough few weeks, hasn't it, with Blackpool in the Cup and Harrogate on Tuesday night. Are you pleased overall with the point, having had to weather the conditions and a very dominant Sutton in that first half?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, if you're winning a game at home and then getting a point on the road, then you're doing something right. And then there's other times where we've had a point at home and gone away on the road and won. So, you know, if you're getting 4 out of 2 games, then you're going to be in a decent place. And we are in a decent place, and the lads are there on merit. But, they have to understand that we'll go to grounds all over the country in the second half of the season. It will be windy, and we've got to cope with that better.
That proud defensive record of going over 12 hours without conceding, I suppose that's gone, but they were sort of pummeling your goal in that first period.
Yeah, Boot was magnificent. He made some great saves in the first half, kept us in it. And to be fair to him, he's on fire at the moment. He's a very, very good goalkeeper, and we're delighted to have him on board. And he earned his corn first half. Second half, as I say, we pinned them back. He didn't have so much to do, but all in all, coming down the motorway to the game, I probably would have taken a point. Yeah. But, you know, you get your noses in front twice and you're sort of hoping that you might nick all three. But in the end, listen, I think it was a fair draw.
With a trophy game and, of course, that FA Cup replay on the horizon, with Liam Daly and Jamie Record going off today, have you got any sort of indication of how likely they are to be back for them?
No, not at all. Liam had an Achilles, was feeling an Achilles problem. I think, to be fair, he carries anyway. And Jamie has had a problem with a calf for a number of weeks and was feeling it. But listen, I've got players that can, as you saw in the second half, you know, Harry Flowers is an outstanding centre half, and I'm brought him in here to polish the teacups, you know, so he's got to take his chance when he gets it. You know, George Carline's an excellent footballer, he can play anywhere on the pitch, and he gets his field in again at, you know, it's not his preferred position, he's right footed. Probably prefer to play up front, but everywhere I play him, he gives me a job. So, good lad, you know. And I've got others as well, Maxwell, Kwame Thomas, you know, Stenson came on for Yusuf. I've got one or two choices I could make, but in terms of will they be ready for Southport, I couldn't tell you this early. They've only just sort of assessing it.
Thanks for your time.
Okay. And Tim, just last one from me. What was the message at half time? Seeing whatever you said clearly worked.
The message was unrepeatable on WM and anyone else that's listening. It wasn't pretty. To say I was disappointed was an understatement. was an I understand. I played in the wind. I understand sometimes you've got to be back to the wall and you can't get out. But I just thought we played dumb football. We played two and three and four touch in midfield. Listen, you ain't going to get that kind of time on the ball. Get out your feet and put it in behind people and get some territory. Turn them round and get them off your back. Play the conditions, play the surface, whatever you want to call it. Live, and, you know, I've got some experienced players there, and I just didn't think we coped well enough. However, I do think it was a very, very good point.